Support for the Sidebar Podcast is made possible in part thanks to Notre Dame women's basketball coach Muffet McGraw, suspect AI medical diagnoses, and new robot delivery services presented by Your Diapies, America's number one adult brand adult diaper. Got an R2-D2 sagging in your C-3PO? Then you need Your Diapies. Your Diapies delivers the boots to your Riley and pats it good, ensuring no circuit is shortened on your fuse box. And the best part? Wi-Fi. Your Diapies has been upgraded and is fully connected with 5G capability, so you can be sure that when life pulls on your Reddit thread, the only diarrhea you'll see is verbal. And with 8 hot pockets of 4 cheese freshness soldered to the existing 35 pockets of fart-catching solitude, you can rest easy, knowing that our robot delivery and charging service is heart-healthy, smog-certified, and BPA-free. Download our app to get the download out of your pants and order Your Diapies today. Your Diapies, adult brand adult diapers. Your Diapies, for when other diapers won't do.
You're talking to someone passing off common knowledge as a new concept. Then you realize car flirty thumb is just hitchhiking and you walk away from the conversation. Welcome to the Sidebar. I'm Sebastian Morales, filling in for Clint Myers Novak, who is currently at the local Albertsons endorsing terrible plot twist to his ties. Big reveal, you, Clint, are a chicken sandwich. Super Street Magazine is dedicated to covering import street racing cars, drifting, turners, and street racing. Our guest today is a frequent contributor to Super Street Magazine with his monthly article, Frankenstein's Car, Performance Parts for Part-Time Performers, which focuses on replacement parts for your budget. Quan Davos, welcome to the Sidebar.
Thank you for having me. It is very nice to be here. I like speaking into microphone. He's good. He's fun. Yes, yes. What do we talk about today?
Well, Quan, I want to start with how you got into street racing.
Oh, it's a great story. You see, when I was a young, I was working for a quadriplegic man. His name was Papimpo. Papimpo was a great man, but he didn't have his arms and legs, so I worked as a mechanic for him. I was his arms and legs. And then I grew up and I became a mime. I went to a mime school in Paris, the Lecoq school. And then I married my two loves of cars and mimes, and I became the flag starter. I started the race.
Well, let me backtrack just a second. We're gonna get into the mime school, and we're gonna get into street racing, but humble beginnings.
Mm.
A paraplegic.
He was a paraplegic. Yes.
And a very innovative young man, a creative mind. Someone who could look at car parts and attach them to the car and make a vehicle that just drives.
And sometimes it's not even a car part.
Tell me about your first race.
Oh, my first race. You see, a lot of kids in the neighborhood, they were go-kart racers, and my parents could never afford a go-kart. So there was a day where I went to the tracks and I saw one of the kids. We called him the Hurricane, I guess is how you would say. He had a hurricane. And
this is in Russia?
This is in the former Soviet Union. Former Soviet Union. And he was going around the track, and I came up and I said, I need that car. And so when he came around, I had a stick and I hit him in the face with the stick. And then I took the car, and it wasn't a race, but I ran away from people.
Well, this was a very common practice among youth in Russia, you would hit someone in the face if you wanted what they had.
Yes.
It's almost a challenge.
It's like
a duel.
In the throwing the glove, it's instead the stick.
So you threw the stick.
Yes.
And you challenged him to a race. Now, you didn't have your own vehicle, your own go-kart, so you raced him on foot.
I did.
And you won.
I did. I'm a very, when I was a child, I was a very gifted. I had what doctors referred to as superhuman abilities. I have since lost them.
What were they?
I could run fast as a cheetah. I could jump higher than skyscraper.
There's record of this?
There are some books and pictures of me jumping about. When I hit puberty, poof, all gone.
What do you think happened to your special ability?
I think, have you seen X-Men?
I have.
I think I was like X-Men, but, whatever was happening to my genetics, left once puberty hit, like, innate ability gone, erased, because, evolution could not keep up.
In a way, I can relate, not so much me, but our beloved researcher, the Internati Harper, recently visited the Large Hadron Collider, and she actually got trapped inside and was subjected to a lethal dose of gamma rays. Now, it didn't kill her because our beloved researcher, the Internati Harper, seems to defy death on a weekly basis.
Oh, yes. I have heard of her. She is a fun, fun person.
But she's the one who suggested that you and I talk because when she came out of the Large Hadron Collider, she was craving rubber.
Oh, yes.
Now we're going to get into your tire fetish. We can call it a fetish if you want in a bit.
We can call
it. Why don't we get into that now?
It's a fetish. It is what it is.
Well, you are a consultant on the Revenge Tire movie Rubber.
Yes.
Which is about a rogue tire.
That goes that roams to
the,
kill.
Roams the highways and kills.
Yes.
Now, what part did you have in consulting? What did they need to consult you about?
Well, they needed to consult me about two things. About the physics of the tire, if the tire can really do the things that it did, because a tire has a certain movement and a certain aura about it that needs to be captured on film. And the only way you're going to get it is if you have someone who knows tires better than anyone.
And you are a famous tire collector.
I collect so many tires. I have walls of tires. I have tires made of other tires, just smaller tires, stapled together in circles. Nobody else has this. They say it's impractical, but I love it. I love my tires. I love them. So I know how they move, but I also know how they think. And that is why they brought me in the movie, because otherwise you have just tire going around killing people. Nobody likes that. That's not fun. That's not fun.
And so you were sleeping in a tire on set to sort of a method consultant.
Of course. I actually built a track so that I would be constantly going around inside of the tire. So I was always being turned. And it was like a speed track for the bicycling, but in a tire. So I would get used to the G-force of moving in a tire, so I knew what a tire felt like when it was being thrown into the world.
You were in the tire when they filmed.
I played the tire.
And so getting back to your love of mechanics and the paraplegic mentor was the very foundation.
Pepito.
The very foundation for learning how to create a tire that you can navigate on your own.
Yes.
Now, and this is proprietary technology that you're now implementing in vehicles that you're designing.
Well, the thing that you want is for someone who is so low budget that they cannot even afford a car, I can give you a tire, and tire gets you everywhere. That's fine. You know, you have one tire, maybe you have two. Maybe if you have a child, you put a child in other tire and teach child to go. It's like a unicycle, but without the seats.
So you envision a world sort of how now there are scooters on every corner that you can just rent.
Tires everywhere.
Tires everywhere.
Everywhere.
So you envision people.
Tires are doors. Tires are windows. Tires are cars. Tires are people. People are tires.
Because
everything is tire.
Without a tire, a car can't run.
But without a tire, you're naked.
You're naked. But if you're just on a tire, well, that's all you need. And are there safety concerns with just people out there riding tires, rogue tires?
You see, the thing about tires is because it's rubber, it just bounces off each other. So there are some safety concerns about motion sickness. You get sick when you're running in tire, but I say that is Darwin. That is Darwin at work. And if you have someone who is able to drive a tire like they drive themselves in their car, then that is the best of humanity. And we are trying to get to X-Men. I want evolution to take a leap, and I believe this is how we get there. This is it.
And how is the idea growing? Do you have seed money? Do you have a prototype?
I have a prototype. I have many tires in my garage, and I race them too. I go out and I race them. I'm actually, one of my side gigs is I'm a drift artist. On top of miming, I also make drawings and paintings and streets by drifting. So I drift my tires and use it as a paintbrush. And so I'm trying to sell off some of these. I can do beautiful murals. I did beautiful, beautiful Hillary Clinton portraits once. And she hated it. She hated it so much. I don't know why.
I believe she probably dislikes your entire country.
Well, the former Soviet Union is a strong place, but it is not for the weak of heart, and not everybody likes it. But that is not the point. I think that everybody should be able to have artistic freedom, and the tire is how you do it.
And that, in a way, leads to your article. Well, Frankenstein's car.
Yes.
Performance parts for part-time performers. Explain that.
So, there are times where you have a car and you have a fancy Toyota or Chevrolet or something, and the suspension breaks down and it costs thousands of dollars to really put it up into the mechanic's office. I know. I worked in the mechanic's office. So you need a replacement of something that is a little bit cheaper, a little bit not so legal, and I have some ideas of what you could put. So let's say instead of a metal frame for your suspension, you just put a very stale baguette that you got from the market.
You're talking bread.
I'm talking bread, but so like 3 week old. It's when, especially in the former Soviet Union, once it is 3 week, that thing is not going to break.
So it's solidified.
It is solidified. It is tougher than metal. I once hit man, you know, the stick challenge. I once hit man with baguette. I won right there. That was it. That was all I had to do.
Now, tell me how the part-time performers link into the performance parts.
Part-time performers and performance parts. It's right there in the name. But part-time performers, you see, when you have a side gig to your dream, you know so many people in so many different worlds. And so you need to be able to have many fingers and many dishes. And I think the part-time performers know, you know a cook? Do you know a cook?
Do I know how to cook?
Do you know a cook? You're a part-time performer.
If I make dinner for myself, you're saying I'm a part-time performer.
No, you speak on the radio.
Part-time. This is a full-time job.
Ah, but is it what you live at all times? Are you living at all times speaking on the radio?
No. When I'm not on the radio and exceeding expectations by the lowered bar of my compatriot Clint Myers Novak, I'm out up in the city in Los Angeles avenging my family's death.
That, see? You are a part-time performer, but also a part-time sounds vigilante almost.
Well, I think it's only a crime if you believe that it's against the law. But this isn't about me.
Exactly. Part-time performers do things that are illegal because they have to. And that's how you come to the performance parts. You get things through certain trades, certain black markets. I, for one, know a few people. I'm sure that your intern, the Harper,
beloved researcher, the intern Addie Harper,
she is a full-time performer. She's full time. You know why?
I don't.
She always cheats death. Always. All the time.
How do you know that Addy always cheats death?
You said so earlier. You said she
well,
cheats.
I said that, but I couldn't vouch that she is full time. Now, she does work for college credit. Here's something that I didn't want to bring up, but I'm going to. Addy went out to visit you in the former Soviet Union, and it seems that Addy can drive a race car. Addy can drive a tire.
She can drive a tire like nobody's business. Yeah.
And I didn't see that coming, and you must have not either.
I saw something in her. I was not that. I thought that she would be good to sell off as slave, but she turned out to be able to drive a car like no one ever knew. So instead of selling her off as a possible sex slave, I sold her off as a possible racing slave, and she did very well. She won her freedom in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Nobody does that. Usually you in slave racing circuit for 6 years, but she got out and the tire slave, it's a brutal circuit. And you have to win, I think it's 14 races, and there's so many races, and there's one a day, and you have to win 14 to win your freedom. She won them all.
Now, what is it that separates Addy from the more experienced drivers that she beat?
I tell you, because she's a full-time performer. All these other people are part-time. They have jobs. They have lives. They have home. They have family. They have kids. They have other things. Everything is performance.
So how come your article isn't performance parts for the full-time performer?
Because they don't need help.
Because you want the part-timers to become full-time.
I want the part-timers to be full-time. I need a world of followership of full-time performers, because then that's where the humanity goes forward. That's where we jump. That's where we all become Addy Harper. Drift, artist, legend.
And
legend.
There are actually parades that they've thrown for Addy.
But she's gone now.
She's gone now.
She's gone. She's had her time. She's had her fun, and well, she went back.
Well, the spring semester did start, and if Addy didn't attend class, then she couldn't be part of this podcast. Now, replacement parts for your budget.
Yes. Let's get into some parts.
You can go ahead right after I ask my question first.
Oh, ask away, Sebastian.
I understand that.
Sebastian.
That, yes, Sebastian.
Oh.
Sebastian Morales.
I like people named Sebastian.
Do you know many?
I know three. You are the third. And I don't technically know you, so two.
Well, things do come in threes, so comedy. Now, replacement parts for your budget. I was going to ask you a question. And I want you to be honest with me. Now, about 10 years ago, you had a battle with nitrous.
I did.
Now, you've overcome, some would say it was a nitrous addiction. You had to be going fast all the time. And the only two movies that were in your DVD player were Crank and Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. Is that healthy?
The fact that I chose the worst movie of the Fast and Furious franchise should tell you something. It was not healthy. And I, at all times, I had nitrous hooked up to my tires, hooked up to my cars. At one point, I tried hooking it up to me. I wanted to run like I had as a child. I wanted to be incredible. But I could not get it. I could not be back. And that was my fault.
And is there any truth that the remedy to you overcoming this addiction was to drive in reverse for an entire year? You know, 1 year you only went in reverse.
Not only drive, I had to walk, I had to talk.
Everything.
I had to breathe backwards.
I heard you even ate in reverse.
Everything went up my butthole and out my mouth.
I was going to say dessert first, but that sounds even more intense. Well, going in reverse is one way to get around. No, the way to get around is to stick around and listen to a word from our sponsors. Right back with Quan Davos after this. King size isn't what it used to be. The boxes have only gotten smaller while prices have gone up. Luckily, there's King size candy box candy boxes presented by Airbox. King size keeps the candy in the box, then puts that box in a king size king box and fills it with air. So you can get that perceived purchase value at no additional cost while maintaining the candy company's bottom line. Less candy in bigger boxes sweetened with air by Airbox, which puts those king-size boxes in our king-size boxes, then puts those boxes in boxes in boxes in boxes, and puts them on shelves that at one point came in their own boxes that were packed in boxes in boxes in boxes. Buy the only box that's big enough to hold the amount of candy you thought you were buying. King size candy box candy boxes by Airbox. It's candy in a king size box, in a 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 box. Support for the Sidebar Podcast is also made possible thanks to Barbershop Accountability, a new web series presented by Barbasol that holds your burnt ends up to the fire and asks all the who, what, hows you can handle. If you've ever asked for a low fade one and got a high tight half, then this is a series you don't want to miss. Customers confronting their hair care professionals hidden camera, mid-cut, and off the cuff. This is style isn't a full sentence. It'll grow back is not scientifically accurate. Looks even to me is a guess at best, Fage. Stick to your yogurt and put the scissors down, Sergio. Teresa. Connie. Josephine. Bad haircuts are an epidemic, and with Barbershop Accountability presented by Barbasol, you'll finally get an explanation as to why your perm press turned into a pig poodle for your prom. Barbershop Accountability. Only on the Barbershop Network. And we're back on the sidebar. This is Sebastian Morales, joined by Quan Davos. Frankenstein's Car. Performance parts for part-time performers from Super Street Magazine. Now, Quan, I want to talk about the origin of drifting. Now, not as it applies to vehicles or even tires that we talked about. Tell me about street drifting, about feet drifting, shoe drifting. How do you phrase it?
Well, many people have different name for it. Some call it shifting because shoe drifting. I just call it fifting because it's your feet no matter what.
No, it's in a way, it's sort of an extension of parkour. Now, yes. You've been lobbying for this. How did you say it again?
Fifting.
Fifting. PH?
No, F.
Excellent. Now, you've been lobbying for that to become a national sport in Russia. Hasn't taken hold how you would like, so you've brought it here to the States.
And I studied in Paris, and that is where it really took form, because parkour started in Paris. It started with some crazy man who wanted to just get around more quickly, A to B, B to C. He wanted to look cool and also do it in the best way possible. And then it becomes a popular thing, and then really hits big in the United States and in different cities. And so I come here and I say, look, I know you want to get from A to B in the most creative but also efficient way possible, but what about inefficiency? Because inefficiency is sometimes efficient.
An example?
Like, say you need to go to the bathroom. And you know the fastest way to just be to get up and walk to the door and open the door and go to the bathroom. But what if you got up and on the way to the bathroom, you pet your cat and you picked up the blankets and you put in food in the stove and you press buttons and so it's cooked, and then you put something in the microwave because you can't just have one meal at once. And then you also high-fived your sister and shake hands with your brother and kiss your wife, and then you're at the door. And by the time you come out of the bathroom, you have loving family, loving cat, and full meal.
I believe you're talking about pet drifting.
That 15 with a P in front of the F
also applies. Yes.
Now that would just be sort of like hurtling a feline down an oil slick on a slick road.
Have you watched curling?
I'm familiar with curling. Yes.
That, but animals.
So it's curling. It's on ice.
No, it's slick road, but the same basic principle.
Well, the thing about fifting or drifting or anything that has a skid is that it makes a certain sound. Now, how do you replicate the sound? Because, yes, you're comparing it to curling, but curling is a very quiet game.
Curling mostly shh, like a slight shh, and then you have the scrape of the brooms and then the calling out of the people. But when you come to 15, and let's talk feet first. The feet is just the shh, shh, or shh, shh. Like, if I want to come around the corner quickly, and I want to look also cool. You've seen, what is that, Tom Cruise. He has movie where he fifths.
Risky Business.
Yes, that. He fifths. That is the perfect fifth. That was the first fifth.
Well, you are a self-proclaimed master of human aerodynamics.
I am.
So you claim that you are inspired by Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
That movie took me from a small child to a man immediately. I saw it and I was like, I need to have sex, but I also need to understand how humans move through the air.
Now, and is it true that you lost your virginity to a prostitute who is also a mime?
That is true. You did the research. I am impressed. I like. It's also something that is on the front page of my website.
Well,
but yes.
I can't take full credit. Our beloved researcher.
The legend. The legend. Addie.
You know what?
Harper.
You know what? We're going to give Addie her due for once.
Yes.
We're going to let Addie take the microphone. She's going to come over here. And Addie, the legendary Addie Harper.
The legend. Oh, the legend.
This award-winning journalist has yet to really see the legend firsthand. Now, we know of Addie in a certain light, but maybe this side of her. Addie, why don't you come over here? Don't be shy. It's okay. She's going to wheel over. Don't get up. The legend, I guess, doesn't have to get up, even though she may or may not want college credit or me to sign off on it.
Well,
I know Clint Myers Novak won't sign off on it because he's a bloodthirsty bastard. Now, Addie, take the mic real quick, and here we go.
Addie, I want to tell you I'm sorry for what happened in that last race. I'm glad you won. I know I slashed all the tires to try and make you stay. But congratulations for getting out.
What? That's it, Addie? Oh, there she goes. It appears the legend, our beloved researcher, the Internetty Harper, is microphone shy. It seems the Sidebar podcast is not in her future. Well, how do you feel now, seeing a legend cut down to mere mortal?
I did not think it was possible.
Well,
I thought she was a full-time performer. I thought she was all-time on.
Full-time performer, but apparently part-time lover.
Oh.
Now, I want to get into tandem racing funny cars. You want to take the funny out of the car.
I think there's nothing funny about tandem racing. Tandem is in the name. It is serious. You are together. You are connected. You are like caterpillar, one on top of other, connected as like face to butts, like a human centipede. Yes? You've seen this movie, yes? People are stapled to each other, mouth to butt, and that is what tandem to me means.
Well, how are you working within the system? You're trying to add new aspects to these funny cars.
Yes.
Or how do you say it? You don't, like I said, you want to take the funny out of the car.
Just knee car.
Mm-hmm.
No more fun. It's not fun.
They're just
knee cars.
They're knee cars.
They're knee cars. So you take away all of the stripes and the decals. I do not like decals on cars. That is why get decal? Why get paint?
Why have anything that that honks or makes sounds? No, you strip it down and you take apart the part. You don't need the chassis. You don't need it. You get rid of that. You have the body open. You have the machine open. You have the brakes stripped away. No brakes.
No brakes.
Nobody gets brakes.
So how would you stop the vehicle? There's a parachute? Is that...
There's many different parachutes in the back, but mostly we give drivers two parasols, one for them and one for the car. And you just fan it out whenever you want the brake. It's a true test. It's a true test of skill to be able to drive and survive without braking.
And lately you've been in high demand for your... I don't know what the role is called. The gentleman start your engines guy.
Ah.
You are that guy. You have become that guy.
Yes, I have turned into... It's the gentleman start your engines guy.
I believe the technical term is gentleman start your engine guy.
That is the technical term. It's in former Soviet Union, that is what we call it. I do not know what you say in America. I'm just trying to come over here and bring 15 to the masses.
Highly sought after position.
Yes.
There's only a few master of ceremony positions, MCs.
Yes. Oh, that is what you call it.
Here we call it master of ceremony.
That is an amazing... Your specific I feel like master. I feel masterful. When I say I preside over a crowd and I look and I practice. I practice this a lot. As mime, you don't talk. And so when I've been practicing this a lot, this is the most I've talked in a row in 15 years. I have so many words coming out. I did not know. So I practice a lot, though. I perfect accent and I perfect... all of the things that have to go into gentlemen start your engines. And it's a lot. You have to have the breath, and you have to have a good cheese plate in front of you.
Cheese plate?
A cheese plate,
now,
yes.
Why the cheese plate?
Because cheese, dairy, is bad for your voice. And as a part-time performer, I know what I need to do to keep my voice in check. So I love cheese, though. I love cheese like I love rubber, but I can't have cheese until I've done the performing. So I have cheese plates. So I do the voice, and then I eat the cheese. I say voice, I eat cheese.
And is it any type of cheese in particular or whatever?
Seasonal? Gruyere. Always Gruyere. Always Gruyere. Always. You need at least 2 wheels of Gruyere. I once, this is a part actually, for performance part for part-time performers. If you ever have a gear that needs to be replaced, a lot of cheese, sharp cheddar actually, is very good if you crystallize it. And you just put it in, it works really well in a chain.
So this is a part-time cheese.
Part-time cheese. Now, full-time gear.
Now, one of the downsides of working as the gentleman start your engines guy is that it is part-time work and it's seasonal work.
Yes.
Now, you have actually picked up a part-time job as a FedEx delivery man.
I have.
You have actually started... the delivery service Le Mans across the United States, and that entails the United Postal Service, FedEx, and DHL.
Yes.
In a race, not to the death, but through Death Valley.
And I think Le Mans is a great race that happened, used to happen between, you know, Ferrari and Chevrolet and all these big names, and now it's nothing. It's sideshow. But we want something. These post people, they're full time. Rain, sleet, snow, all time. No matter the weather, 6 days a week. Everyone needs a day off, but you are on all time.
Well, that's the route. You start in, it's a race in January. You start in Seattle, then you work your way through Montana, north, snow, rain, sleet, all the way down to sunshine.
Yes. So you start in the rain in Seattle. You go through You go through, actually, not just Montana. You go Montana, and then you go Wisconsin, and then you go, over to Michigan. And once you get to Detroit, and there's the GM, that's where you turn, because that's where they hate you, you know?
Well, you live in Detroit.
I do. I do. I move there. I travel a lot. I travel a lot. I'm the gentleman who starts your engines guy. I'm the master. What was it? Master of who?
Master of ceremonies.
Master of ceremonies. I love it. I love it so much. Love that name.
No.
I want to be a master of, can I be master of dinners, of frisbees, of, I just learned frisbee. What frisbee is fun, very fun. But the master of ceremony is good. I feel great about that.
Now, have you ever thought of adopting a catchphrase? Now, it seems that if you are a master of ceremony, you need a catchphrase to make it full time. For instance, let's get ready to rumble.
Oh.
Have you ever thought of having
what
something
rumble?
Like that?
What is rumble? What is a bowl of rum?
It's, it's something of a...
I know what rumble is, but rumble is something
It's a
different.
Confrontation between two parties.
Oh, you just...
That
you
escalates
just,
in violence.
You just said
but
it
it's
wrong.
Controlled
you
violence.
Said okay. All right. I understand.
I apologize. I apologize.
A bowl of rum.
If my pronunciation is a little better than yours,
you know
I've
what
a
bowl of rum is good
longer.
For? You put a bowl of rum inside of the oil. It changes the oil right out. There you go. There's your new oil. Oil change. You don't have to pay the Pep Boys $40 or whatever. You put in a bowl of rum and then your car goes for another 5,000 miles.
I'm not sure that's how that works.
That is, it cleans out the whole entire engine. Grease is gone.
I have a feeling it does not.
It does. The alcohol
now,
just
I will
seeps
take your
in.
Word for it because you are the expert. And
part
I am
time, part-time performer.
Part-time
you
performer.
Are a part-time performer. You should know. You should know these things.
I mean, if I were a master of ceremonies...
I am.
Yes, you are. But if I was, and I was looking for a catchphrase, I think I would look around. I would draw inspiration off of the people,
right.
off of the food, off of the smells right. and the sights and the sounds.
Right.
Funnel cakes.
Mm.
Clowns.
Oh.
Children crying. Flaming rubber shooting into the stands. People not paying attention. Ordering the foot-long hot dog to the vendor that's not paying attention as the tire comes in, catching it off the side of your face. That is where I would draw my inspiration from. The smell of burnt meat. Pit crews. Unemployable. Convicts. People escaping jail. Coming to the racetrack to see funny cars race. After all, who drives funny cars? Where do they make them? And are they profitable? Juan Davos, thank you so much for coming in.
I felt like I was supposed to come up with the catchphrase off of that. Is that not no?
I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna have you consult with the legend, our
beloved
researcher,
the legend.
Abby
she is
Harper.
Great. Oh.
And I believe even though she was tongue-tied today, she might just have a catchphrase in her.
You know what? I actually think that was a message, because when I was with her. She took classes of mime from me, and I trained with Lecoq, so she knows. She is an expert mime now. She is a legend. Abby Harper, the legend.
You sure did train with Lecoq. Now, it wasn't quite a message in a bottle. It was a message in a tire. Coming up next week on the sidebar, Cool Ranch Doritos, Nacho's sidekick, no more. I'm Sebastian Morales, saying see you next time.